Okay, so this week we're talking about building a community around your ideas, and this is actually step nine. And the community is never about the software or the medium. It's about the ideas, and it's going to sound a little, you know, a little abstract right now, but this is really an important part of your branding. And I used to not be a fan or a believer in branding when it came to information products, but I now see that it's very important when you do it and you do it consistently and you do it right. So in other words, the community that you're going to be building, and again, please do not define your community by the fact that it's a Facebook group. It's not the Facebook group. It's not the forum. It's not the YouTube comments. It's none of those things. It's never the software. It's going to be about the ideas you believe in and that you teach all the time, right? Or that you're willing to teach, or that you're excited to teach, or you're enthusiastic about teaching. The things that you are going to be known for, that's what you're going to build the community around, because that's what people are going to come to you for, and they're going to stick around for those reasons. Now, you can move those ideas to any medium. So in other words, if let's say Facebook shuts down your group because they don't like something you said, that doesn't matter if it's about the ideas, if you build around the ideas. So as you're building, don't focus so much about the tools of that the medium gives you. You'll focus on people really getting into your ideas and consuming them. So again, I mean, you can move them to a Facebook group. It can be the YouTube comment section. I've seen communities built there, again, around the ideas. You can move them to a paid forum, even though paid forums are no longer necessarily a thing. They used to be a thing when I first started internet marketing, maybe some of you all too. And there's still some people who operate forums because it's not about the forum. It's about the idea. It's about the whatever the defining principles are, that whoever is defining them really gets people to build and to invest into. It can be your membership. So again, whatever your membership is, if you can infuse into your membership the principles that you talk about uniquely, then it's always going to be about the membership and not about, it's going to be about the ideas and not the membership. It can be all of the above. You can have a Facebook group. You can have a YouTube section. You can have a forum. You can have a membership. You can have all those things at the same time. But what are those things going to be about? Are they going to be about the tactic? Are they going to be about the particular method? No. They're going to be about the ideas. They're going to be about the things you define, the things that really you use in order to create your products. And when you're inside of your products, the things that you talk about repeatedly. And now this is going to be something you're going to have to develop over time. So if you don't feel like this is something that you have right now, that's fine. They don't have to be. You don't have to have all these things. But what's going to happen is you will come across something that resonates with people that you do. And when you do those things, what you need to do is to give them a handle, you give them a name, and you give them to your community, and you talk about them repeatedly. But it needs to start going into everything that you do. You probably already have at least one or two of these things already. Whatever they are, start defining them and start really putting them into your content, really putting them into your products. Some examples of this, right? I talk about at the beginning of every session an insider success path. Something that we talk about, positioning yourself as an educator. Now, you know, somebody else could have defined that. They could have talked about it, but we are really putting it into what we believe you should be doing. I believe you should be doing a weekly workshop, and it's something that probably people get tired of me talking about it, but it doesn't matter. That really is something I believe in. That is, it is an idea, something that we repeat. Product Snowball, again, not originally probably not my idea, but it is something that I teach, right? Am I known for it? Not yet, but maybe it will be. Strategic Marketing Playbook, once again, the framework. Content Factory was something John Reese defined. The Massive Network doesn't really have a name right now, but it needs to have one. This is something that I need to do. Becoming a media mogul, that's a little cheesy, right? But it is something that gives people it gives people a picture of what it is that we're doing, getting into production mode, something that I wouldn't say it's necessarily unique in the way I say it, but people understand it, and it's something that I can define. So when you start talking about your success path, right, and all I'm trying to do by giving you this again is telling you that these are the things that I am going to define, that I believe in, that I want to teach according to the things that, you know, we're doing. Building a learning center, right? That's something that we talk about. Creating an online community, something that we're starting to talk about. We don't talk about it enough. We're talking about it this week. Raising an affiliate army, which is different than going out and getting all of the top affiliates. Now, some of these things are things that everybody teach. Some of these are things that we uniquely teach. And so what you've got to do is you've got to decide on what things are you going to uniquely be known for and you're going to teach. What things are you going to define your products by? What things are you going to define what it is that you believe by? Are you teaching marketing? Are you teaching weight loss? Are you teaching personal development? If you're teaching personal development, what are your principles? What are your 10 commandments? What are your 7 principles that you stick by, that you consistently live by, that you consistently teach over and over again? And so we're going to be talking about some things that you should be doing, because these elements that you're going to use to define your community are ultimately the elements of your brand. So when you talk about branding, you talk about the things you are going to say about yourself, this is what you're going to build your community by, because you're going to attract people based on the things you're talking about all of the time. And when I talk about this, we're not necessarily, let's say that you're going to be doing this on your YouTube channel. And so if you're using the YouTube strategy, and I know you may be doing that, you need to do this apart from that strategy. What I'm not saying is abandon using good keywords to attract your audience. What I am saying is that in addition to that, if you're going to build a YouTube channel, you need to define terms in your terms. You need to define ideas in your ideas. Whatever the niche is, you need to define terms. They need to be in your language, right? This is something that Ben Settle talks about, that you need to define your own language about terms. You need to define your own ideas about terms. Look, what John Reese said about Content Factory isn't what I mean about it, right? It's his term, but it's not what we mean. This is going to take a long time for you to do, and this is why we're talking about this at the beginning. And even though this is abstract, as you start moving along, you're going to start to see ideas that you believe that I don't believe, or that no one else believes, that you need to be talking about. And as you start to see them, what you want to do is you want to get them, grab them, name them, and start talking about them and putting them in everything that you do. Right? When you come by a name that fits the elements of your principles, you use them. Right? Product Snowball Formula for us defines the term. Right? That's why we use it. Now, you will discover things that make sense to you. And when you say them, what I will say is that it's not going to make sense to everybody else when you say it. What should happen is when you say your term, it should force somebody to say, well, what does that mean? What do you mean when you say that? If people are asking you that question, it means you're doing a good job of talking about it. And you're getting the opportunity then to define what it means. That's how you know that you really have an idea that you are defining and you are stating in the marketplace so much that people are starting to ask you, well, hey, what exactly does that mean? What do you mean when you say that? How do I do that? And only you can define it, because only you can say it. Now, it's counterintuitive. You would think that you need to state things so clearly in terms that everybody else is using and understand, so that people will grab onto you, find you easy to understand, and be with you. But you must also have a way of stating things, a way of deciding that you talk about things that nobody else can really define. And when you get a name that fits those terms, you grab it, you put it in everything so it becomes yours. Now, if you want to trademark it, you can. But I'd say that, you know, before you start trademarking it, put it everywhere. And I'm going to tell you what that means here in a minute. You start teaching your principles in workshops. You start publishing those workshops on YouTube. You make those workshops the title of your principles. So when people come by that principle and they go do a search, they should come by your YouTube video. In some cases, that YouTube video may not get a lot of traffic, because the purpose of this is not always going to be that you're going to drive people to the idea until it becomes an idea people want to know about. right? When people, when you've defined it enough and you've said it enough and people go searching for it, they'll find that video. But at the very beginning, no one's even going to be searching for it because nobody's even going to know what you're talking about. But do teach these principles, the ones I'm talking about, in your workshops, the one that define you, that uniquely state. And listen, this is not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily have to be in all of your graphics. Right. So that's not what I'm talking about. And again, eventually you will want to have it in your graphics and all the other stuff. It doesn't have to be there to start. I mean, it won't hurt you to have that, but you don't have to have that here at the beginning. What you want to do really and truly is start creating products around those names and principles. And again, these products that you create, or even if you're going to redo your PLR this way, they may not be top sellers. That's not the whole idea in doing this. The whole idea in doing this is for you to define your terms and to stake your claim. And so again, easy way to do this is create a product with that title, with that name, and put it on Udemy. Is it going to be a top seller? Maybe, maybe not. It's not the point of this. The point of this is for you to define your terms, and you get it out there. And one of the easiest ways to get it out there, get it in search so that you define it first, is by putting it on Udemy. Put it on Kindle. Are you going to be a best-selling author here? I don't know. Maybe not. But that's not the idea what I'm talking about here. We are defining the elements of your brand, the unique things you say and do. Create a short book and put it on Kindle. So again, think about this. I want you to envision this. Someone goes and does a search for something that uniquely defined and uniquely titled. There's nothing on the internet available for it. But when somebody does a search for it, what happens? They see your Kindle book. They see your Udemy course. They see your course on Skillshare. So again, I'm not talking about necessarily that these are going to be top sellers. They're going to draw in a lot of money. All these are going to do is they're going to help you to uniquely define your brand. This is important. Now, again, you might say, I haven't sold anything yet. I don't need a brand. That could be true. So again, I'm saying that as you come across these things, as you start to figure out, oh boy, this is something that I'm going to say uniquely. If your whole vibe is you're teaching people how to create content, you have this really unique concept and you have a really unique name for it, the first thing you do before it becomes a top seller is you stake your claim. Get it on Udemy. Doesn't have to be a long course. It can be, I don't know, 30-minute course. Get it on there. Get it on Kindle. Get it on Skillshare. Create and publish this as an information product. Again, define it. Get your domain name, of course, right? Get it into an information product. Create it and allow other people to license it, right? When you give people PLR rights, tell them, right? You can't change the title. Got to use my title. You can put that in your rights. Okay, so that's really it. Any questions? Right? Any questions? Again, this might be a little highbrow of a concept, but it's an important one. That again, as you start to discover what your unique brand is going to be and the things you're going to talk about, you have to start staking your claim. And you start staking your claim by getting information products put together and in those places so that if someone were to go search for that term, they find your name associated with it. Okay, simple concept, but one that you probably won't do at the beginning because you don't think that it's going to be relevant. And what happens is it doesn't become relevant until it does. In other words, when all of a sudden you have a lot of sales, you define a concept, if you don't take that term and make it yours, somebody else will get it. Right? Any questions? Any questions?